Well, we got a pretty special guy here in Jordan Palmer. You wear many hats. I like the one you're wearing now. It's a Texans hat.
It's a new one. I just got it tonight.
But about the many hats thing, why are you here at the draft?
You know, I get the opportunity to spend a couple months a year helping some young guys get ready for the NFL and prepare for the combine, prepare for the pro day, but really actually get ready to play. And was honored to be able to spend a bunch of time with Deshaun. I met Deshaun when he was a kid, when he was 15, 16 years old, and had a chance to spend a lot of time with him the last couple of years. And I just made a decision that I wanted to invest into him and see whatever I could help him with and get him to this point and get him to the point where he's going to take the Texans.
Why is he the right pick for the Texans?
He's the right pick for any team that wants to win. This is the most dynamic leader I've ever been around. Any level, played a long time in the league. It's the most dynamic leader I've ever been around.
How so?
With saying very little, he brings a presence to him. I bet if you're honest, you probably felt it. I know a lot of the teams felt it. The players feel it. The Clemson players in the NFL were all calling their coaches, telling them to take this kid. And so he has this presence around him, and he does it by saying very little. And he wins. He's 89-9 as a high school and college starter.
It's interesting you say that about his presence, because Rick Smith, Bill O'Brien have just finished up their press conference back in Houston, meeting with the local media there, and that's one of the things they said. When he came in the building on his visit, the veterans were even drawn to him. The veterans had a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, you know, everybody played college, and everybody knows how hard it is to do what he did. And the fact that he doesn't, he says what needs to be said, and that's it. He deflects all of the attention, and he just does whatever it takes to win. Now, there's things he needs to get better at, like every rookie, but he also is the kind of kid who understands that. He's humble, and he's going to go in there and focus and do that. And in my opinion, this is absolutely where we wanted to go all along, where I wanted him to go all along. I'm the biggest Bill O'Brien fan there is, and I am pretty involved in the quarterback position in high school, college, and pro level. I think Bill is absolutely the best coach to play for if you're a young quarterback entering the league and you want to win multiple Super Bowls.
So you bring up that connection. You bring up all the leadership, all that, the intangibles. What about on the field? I mean, explain what he does well and how he might fit so well in this offense.
I think the biggest thing is like I said before, he wins. And he finds completions. He takes care of the ball, makes good decisions. But when it comes down to it and you need a play, he just does it over and over and over again. And so when it comes to what he'll be a guy that can translate and play right away and have success, more so than anybody else in this draft, in my opinion. But when you add that to the situation in Houston, and he's going to need to compete like crazy with this quarterback room, and I like both those guys. But this is a defense that's ready to win. This is an offensive line. This is a staff. You just start looking at these pieces, and it's like, I mean, he can't wait to get going.
What'd you do when you saw that the Texans had made the trade up to 12?
I hoped that I wasn't going to be shocked like when Kansas City made the trade. But now I figured if they were going to there. And after Kansas City took Mahomes, I said, perfect, because now Houston has an opportunity to get here. Again, it would be very easy to make this up, but I absolutely, we've been talking about Houston for weeks.
What do you like most about the Bill O'Brien offense?
You know, I prepared Christian Hackenberg for the draft. And so I know a lot about what Christian learned as a true freshman at Penn State with Bill. Pretty close with Bill, and I think the biggest thing is that he has a way of allowing guys to find completions and push the ball down the field. Deshaun's a better deep ball thrower than he's been given credit, and he can hang in there, and his toughness and ability to buy himself time and make big throws. I think in Bill's system, it's not so much what Bill's been doing. I have a lot of confidence that Bill's going to design it perfectly. When it's Deshaun's time, it's going to design it perfectly that'll suit him really well.
And it doesn't hurt that he's got a guy like DeAndre Hopkins there too, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of people think that he's one of the best in the league, DeAndre, but I don't know. When you put Deshaun with him and you let them get a couple years under their belt, he might be the best in the league, and you just don't know until you have a guy who's on the same page as him throwing the ball every play.
Jordan, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck, and have a happy draft night.
Thank you. Thanks for the new hat.